things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, BB with the ball to start this second half. They are moving right to left. Here is Butler with the ball in the right corner. He dribbles out toward the elbow. Kicks it over on the left wing to Steele Harris. Now up top to Butler. Now ball goes to Smith at the elbow. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. E.J. Smith with his first field goal of the night. He now has 3 points. By the way, BB is 6 of 12 from the free throw line, 50%. It's kind of hard to win a ball game when you're struggling that much for free throw line. But this will help the Badgers. They just came up with a steal in the paint, and they're back the other way with it. Here's Butler going into the lane for a layup. Shot was blocked. Oh, they're going to call a foul on David Waymire there. Thought he got it cleanly, but I guess they're a little too much body. David Waymire. Now, they've got Waymire with 3 fouls. I've only got 2 for him. That is the first team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. So Butler at the free throw line. First shot is up and no good. Now BB is 6 of 13, less than 50% from the free throw line. Butler still has one more free throw. He's only playing in double figures in this game so far. He has 10 points. Second shot is no good. Misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Waymire. Benton into the front court, throwing it to Cruz on the left wing. He's going into the lane for the layup. And he can't get to go, but he draws the blocking foul, and he'll head to the free throw line now. 7:08 left to play in the third quarter. Steele Harris picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 1 here in the second half against the Badgers. First free throw for Luke Cruz, rolls around and goes in. He is now 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 8 points. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 27-20, Bombers leading it. A little less than a minute into this third quarter. Ball's with Gray on the right wing. He drills up towards the top, gives it to Reddick. Now ball goes to Harris, to Smith in the left corner. Back to Harris, up top now to Gray. Over to Butler on the right side. Up top to Harris. Once again to Butler, back to Harris up at the top, over on the left side to Gray. He thought about the three, now throws it to Butler in the left corner. Back to Gray, this time he is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Lance Gray with 5 points, 27-23. Mount Holmes' lead is cut to 4. 6:29 left to play in the third quarter. Benton into the front court. Dribbles toward the right wing, throws it to Cruz up at the top. Cruz going into the lane for another layup attempt, and this one will go off the glass and in. Luke Cruz now double figures with 11 points. 29-23, Bombers leading it. 6:10 left to play in the third quarter. And back the other way, Gray tries another three. This one will not go. He almost chased down the rebound, but Mount Holmes able to come up with it. Here's Benton bringing the ball across the half-court stripe. Throws over to Cruz on the left side. Back up top to Benton. Now Benton will drill to the right wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws across court to Bashirs. Tries to give it to Waymire. Does give it to Waymire in the paint. He cannot get the layup to go. Offensive rebound to Cruz. Out to Benton now on the right wing. Up top to Peters. 5:38 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball leading by 6. Peters going into the lane. And he's going to draw the foul well before the layup attempt. DeAndre Butler picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 2 against BB here in the second half. I believe Brendan Harris just checked in for E.J. Smith, and I believe Garadici is coming in for David Waymire from Mountain Home. Benton takes the inbound pass to the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now throws it back to Peters. Peters has it out on the wing. Takes the screen from Dici. Now he's going to go towards lane and draw a blocking foul. I believe they're going to get Lance Gray with his second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Badgers here in the second half. 5:22 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home will inbound it, leading 29-23. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Peters just outside the paint. He's going to go into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. And now Beattie's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:16 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading BB 31-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
It is BB with the ball coming out of the timeout as they trail Mountain Home 31-23 with 5:16 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Harris into the front court for the Badgers. He has the ball up at the top, throws over on the left side to Butler. That was Brendan Harris. Now throws up top to Steele Harris, over to Brendan Harris on the right wing. Up top to Gray. He's going to try another three. This one will not go. Rebound controlled by Benton, and back come the Bombers. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Benton into the front court for Mountain Home as they lead by eight. Peters has it. Throws it back to Benton up at the top. Benton dribbles to the left wing. Cross court to Cruz. Takes the screen from Dicci. Now throws it to Dicci in the paint. And the pick and roll by Dicci works. He gets the layup off the glass and in. Garrett Dicci now with 4 points, and it's a double-digit lead once again for the Bombers. 33-23 our score with 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here is Brendan Harris, and he's going to be called for the carry. So Mountain Home will get back on the turnover. Hayden Montgomery checking into the game for BB, as is E.J. Smith. Smith is going to replace Steele Harris, and I didn't see who Montgomery checked in for. Ball goes over to Peters on the right wing. He's going to go into the lane to go up for another layup off the glass and good. Colton Peters now with 8 points. 35-23, Mountain Home leading at 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Butler into the front court. Throws over to Gray on the left wing. He's going to go into the lane. Now kicks it out in the right corner to Montgomery. His three-pointer misses everything and scramble for the rebound, and will be a foul called on Beebe on that. They're going to get E.J. Smith with his first personal foul, team foul number four, against the Badgers. 3:56 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by a dozen. Benton into the front court for the Bombers, throws over to Peters on the left side. Now he's going to go down into the lane and loses the ball. He was about to go up for the layup, but lost the handle of the ball, and Montgomery came up with a steal for the Badgers. He has it on the right wing, now throws up top to Gray. Over on the left side to Butler now. Butler takes a screen, goes up to the top. Now throws it over to Smith in the left corner. Smith dribbles out to the wing. Back in the corner goes to Butler. He thought about the three. Now he's going to take the screen, dribble out to the wing. And a foul away from the ball. I believe they're going to get Talon Benton with that foul. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Bombers. 3:19 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 35-23. And Gray will trigger the inbound pass for Beebe on the baseline. Throws it up top to Butler. Over to Gray on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. And it rolls around and goes in. And now Beebe's going to take another timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:11 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Beebe 35-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Beattie took the timeout right after Lance Gray hit that three. He now has 8 points, and that cuts Mountain's lead back to single digits, 35-26 our score. A little over 3 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Benton brings the ball into the front court. Ball goes over to Peters now. Looks like BB's in the zone. Ball goes down into the paint to Luke Cruz. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Luke Cruz is going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three. He now has 13 points. Hayden Montgomery picks up his first personal foul, team foul number five here in the second half against the Badgers. The free throw will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Beebe. 37-26, Bombers leading it. Ball's with Gray, now to Butler on the right wing, and a foul away from the ball. I believe they're going to get Garadici with that foul. That is his third personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers here in the second half. Gray will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Throws it to Montgomery up near the top. Looks like a 2-3 zone right now for Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Gray on the left wing. Now to down at the elbow to Zeke Reddick. He puts up the jumper. Good. That's his first field goal of the night. He has 3 points. 37-28, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 2.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes to Bashirs, now up to Benton. He has it on the left wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it up top to Peters. That might be a 1-3-1 zone for BB. Peters going into the lane, now throws it to Dici on the low block. His jumper goes off the glass and in. Garrett Dici now with 6 points. 39-28, Bombers leading it with a little over 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here is Montgomery with the ball near the top. Now he's going to go into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound is tipped by Dici out to Benton. And back comes Mountain Home. 1:50 left in the third quarter. The ball goes to Peters in the left corner. He's going to go into the lane. And he tries to throw it to Dici. Threw it right into the hands of Lance Gray. And Badgers come up with the steal. Gray back the other way. He has the ball in the left corner. Throws it up top to Butler. Butler's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. Oh, they're going. I thought they were about to call a foul on Mountain Home, but instead they get Butler for the travel. Mountain Home's going to get it back with 1:33 left in the third quarter, leading by 11. Benton will bring the ball across the timeline. Now throws it to Bashirs in the left corner. Thought about three. Now he's going to drill towards the lane. Kicks it up to Cruz near the free throw line. Now he's going to go down into the lane and draw contact. And are they going to call out on the foul or on the shot? They're going to call that on the shot, I believe. That foul is on E.J. Smith, his second personal foul. Team foul number six here in the second half against the Badgers. So two shots coming up for Luke Cruz. He is so far 4 of 5 from the free throw line with 13 points. Nope, I take that back. They are going to call it on the floor. So Cruz takes the inbound pass in the left, in the right corner. Cruz going down towards the lane, and he's going to be called for the charge. Luke Cruz picks up his third personal foul, team foul number four here in the second half against the Bombers. 1:09 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 39-28. Here's Butler into the front court for the Badgers. Dribbles towards the right side of the lane, going up for the layup. No good, and a late blocking foul call on Mountain Home. I believe they're going to get Cruz with that foul. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number five against the Bombers. So DeAndre Butler at the free throw line, where so far he is 3 of 6 with 10 points. 58.7 seconds left of the third quarter as Butler will try to cut into Mount Holmes' lead. And he does with the first free throw. If he gets this next one, it will be a single-digit margin once again. Luke Cruz is going to check out of the game with his third foul to be replaced by David Waymire. Second shot is up. He gets both. He now has 12 points. 39-30, Mountain Home leading it. Again, less than a minute left to play in this third quarter. Here's Peters, the ball in the front court. He has the ball knocked away, and they're going to call a foul on the Badgers. I believe they did. They get Lance Gray with that foul. That's his third personal foul. And that does put Mountain Home in the bonus. That's the seventh team foul on Beebe. So with 49.8 seconds left, it will be a 1-1 opportunity for Colton Peters. So far tonight, he's 0-2 from the free throw line with 8 points. First free throw for Peters is up. Good. So he does earn the bonus, and that makes a double-digit lead once again for Mountain Home. One more free throw. Again, there's 48.9 seconds left on the clock in this third quarter. Second shot for Peters is good. He gets both. He is now in double figures with 10 points. 41-30, Bombers leading it. Here is Smith with the ball at the top. Throws it over to Gray on the right wing. Up top to Montgomery now. Mounts home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Butler on the right side. Now cross court to Gray. Back to Butler up top. 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 11-point Bomber lead. Ball goes over to Montgomery on the right wing. Boy, Gdichi just lost his footing. Hit the floor. Now ball goes over to Gray. He's going to try the three. Will not go. Rebound by Waymart. And it looks like it's going to be a jump ball. And it will be Mounts home's basketball on the possession arrow. Mounts home will get it back with 18.5 seconds left to play in the third quarter, leading by 11. Bashirs inbounds it to Benton. Here's Benton into the front court. 10 seconds. Benton dribbles toward the right side. 6 seconds. He tries to throw it cross court to Bashirs. Pass was well short and stolen by Montgomery. 2 seconds. Montgomery's got a chance to try three at the buzzer. And he gets it off the glass and in. And they're going to call a foul, too. They are. They're going to say an and one. And so a four-point play is going to come up for Hayden Montgomery. That's his first 3 points of the night, and he's going to try to get four. And the free throw is up, will not go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading BB 41-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry